So we are looking at a world that is engaged in learning what needs to fall away. Not only what needs to be chosen, but what needs to fall away. When you think about energy as a space, and that space is filled with all of these things, some of them beautiful, some of them not so beautiful, but you want to put a truth in that place, a truth in that place of energy, one that will sustain you and that will help you with your walk through life. There's not room for that and everything else that is in that energy circle. And so some things need to fall away. And in looking at what needs to fall away, we need to understand it is literally a matter of energetic space. To have a directed energetic space, the only things that can be supported and fed in that space are the things that match the intention that you have put in that space. And so, to understand falling away as being clearing out the room around this space so that it can have its own life and its own power and its own direction. When you see that is the way this energy space becomes power, then you understand the importance of what needs to fall away. This, as we are sure you have gathered by now, is a rather large topic. But you do want to look at your personal conditions for what you allow to fall away. It is in that piece of information that so much of what is troublesome, so much of what is what prevents you from moving forward lives. So you have a central idea here, a central creative idea within this circle of energy. And so you want to move with this and believe this, but you also want to believe that you are flawed and not able. You cannot have those things move together. They do not belong in the same space. And so you must be willing for this to fall away. We will mention this one thing, and we will not pursue a graduate course in how to aim your life. But we do want to say to you that so often you say about what needs to fall away, I cannot let go of it. Which, as it happens, is not really true, but it is a belief. Or, I cannot let it fall away until. And that one is possibly even more complicated, because that conditional thing can be very, very destructive to a forward movement in your own life. Something falls away because you decide to let it, not because you have solved it or overcome it or healed it or any of those things. It has fallen away because you have allowed it to fall away. And when it does, then, in the place where that was, the universe can send in all of the energy that supports the central thought, belief, and intention that you have in the circle of your life. So, something to think about, perhaps. So, begin to breathe easily and deeply. Thank you. Feel the golden light above your head and feel the crown open to receive the energy of the universe, the energy in which you were created, the energy that knows you, that guides you, that loves you, that heals you. So feel that golden light flowing down through the body into the third eye to restore your intuitive abilities, into your throat center to change the communication to the communication that is only about love and support. Feel the flow of that light into your heart center to nourish the garden you are growing there. Into your solar plexus to displace the emotions that may be with you that you do not wish to remain. Feel it drop into the second center to displace all shame and judgment about yourself, about anyone else, and also block any incoming shame and judgment that might be offered by anyone around you. The healing of the second center. Feel the golden light flow into the root and begin to set up patterns, patterns that will help you hold in the center of your life the thing which you honor, the thing which you want to create. Feel your energy begin to move upward through your body. Flowing through the crown. Upward again into the night sky. Feel the balance and the beauty of this universe, of all the universes, and know that your light is a part of that balance. See a path that is your path, that lights for you. And move your energy to that path. And step onto the path that moves you, that takes you upward. Breathe in the air which is full of blessing, full of all that you need. And find yourself moving to a place where your teacher waits. Take this time to be with your teacher. when you've spoken with your teacher, let the teacher give you a gift. Rest your mind and know the gift. Thank the teacher who's come to be with you and receive the blessing. Come back down the path again, breathing in the blessings of the path, and move into the night sky in complete freedom. Move any way that draws you. Come again to the room and be above the circle. And find for the others who sit here a gift or a message. Thank you. Begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.